Letters from God and His Christ, Volume 1. To he who has understanding, let him hear the truth of the inheritance of sin and salvation. January 3, 2005. From Yahushua HaMashiach, he who is called Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for all those who have ears to hear. Hear the word of the Lord, all those who seek to know wisdom and receive understanding, all those who love the truth, for thus says the Lord, regarding the little ones. I have spoken, and behold, I open my mouth to speak once again, that their parents may have peace, so that all who love the little ones may be encouraged, that this most wicked generation may know my anger and tremble in fear. I ask you, what is a child's inheritance on earth and in heaven, if the years of their life be few in number and they remain in their innocence? Assuredly, I say to you, they will inherit the kingdom of heaven, for the Father holds the pure of heart in the palm of his right hand. For like the firefly which alights upon the tall grass, so are these little ones, precious lights shining among men. Therefore, woe to those who catch them and shut them away. Woe to any who do them harm. And woe, even three times woe, to all who extinguish their light. For the Lord comes quickly, with the shout and with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God, to remove a light, to take from the earth his own. Behold, I shall darken the eyes of the guilty and plunge this world into darkness. The evil flame of the wicked shall flicker for a short season, and then quickly be put out. For judgment shall fall from heaven, covering the face of the earth like a flood. Behold, as a terrible deluge, punishment from on high shall break them in pieces and wash them away. And in the lake, which burns with unquenchable fire, shall every last trace of evil and wickedness be utterly destroyed. And though many little ones suffer at the hands of men, I tell you the truth, all arrive at the Father's house in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Where healing is complete, and every tear is wiped away, the ways of the world and men forgotten, only love abides, as they look upon the face of God, their Redeemer, forever. Yet the scholars cry, what of the inheritance of sin, and those born with the burden of sin upon them? Listen and have understanding, humble yourselves that you may gain wisdom, and hear the word of the Lord. For thus says the Lord, all people are born as babes from their mother's womb, into a world of sin. So then all born by way of water and blood are born into sin, not of sin. For how can one who comes from the kingdom of heaven, created by the hand of God, have sin upon them? Therefore, you do greatly err. Now consider your words before speaking, be very careful in your speech, lest you accuse your God of sin, desecrating that which is holy and perfect, altogether polluting the name of God. Yes, children do indeed inherit sin, even since the first man, Adam. They inherit that which is given them by man, yet were created by God, in his image, holy and blameless. These little ones do not yet know the ways of the world, for they have not yet eaten from the tree of good and evil. They remain in their innocence. Therefore, I cry aloud to all peoples, who has blemished my fireflies? Who has tarnished their light? What has corrupted my gifts? Men, and the works of evil in this world. Thus these little ones, even these young ones tarnished by men, need not repent, for the Son of Man died for them also. For their cleansing is of that covenant which has remained unspoken and constant, in the loving mercy of God, from the beginning. Timothy speaking. Therefore, open your eyes and see, humble yourselves that you may understand. The Father who had sent his one and only begotten Son, without spot or blemish, into the world to suffer at the hands of men, so the men and women of this earth may return to the kingdom, from which they had been separated on account of their sin. For how great is the Father's love for his children! So great, that he gladly died in their stead. Behold, salvation is assured to the innocent and freely given to all who thirst. For the fountain of life is, and was, and is come once again. Hallelujah. Amen.